tired yesterday after you took every single run?
No, I was excited. I wanted to keep going. I haven't been able to throw that much in a long time. Got into a little rhythm, a little groove. It's what I love doing the most, throwing the football. So I got to do that a lot yesterday. It was cool.
What's the sense of overall urgency, given that Sean talked about the team not playing up to the build standard?
Yeah, I mean, we have to have urgency in this building. That's no doubt about it. I think guys are feeling that urgency now, just understanding, you know, going back, looking on film, and it wasn't all bad on film. Obviously, the score is the score. It's preseason. But our standard shouldn't be conditioned by the result of what's going on. You know, we have to continue to uphold what we do, and that's playoff caliber, and that's what Coach McDermott has taught to this building in the last 8 years that he's been here. And, you know, we have to uphold that. So it takes every single one of us. And, you know, the leaders in our rooms are speaking up more, and you know, we'll be ready to go in the next one.
Not to say the lack of leadership in the room, but how, given the turnover of leadership, the guys who haven't been there since this culture was established, such as you, but you lose guys like Poyer, Jordan, and Micah, how much might that be a byproduct or something that there's people here that aren't aware of the standard or weren't there at the beginning?
I mean, I think you could say, you know, you don't know what you don't know, and you know it's going to take guys that are going to have to step up and fill those types of roles, and guys that may not even know it yet that just naturally transition to being a leader in their room. So again, I'm excited to see kind of who steps up in those spots and who can be a vocal guy in the offense and the defense and you know, fill those roles. So it's an ongoing thing, and each and every day guys are just trying to get out here and work hard and work on their craft and be the best versions of themselves that they can be.
Getting Ty Johnson back in the mix yesterday and today, what does that do for y'all as a team?
That's awesome. Ty's great. You know, on the field, he gives you that extra burst. He's a thick dude. So, you know, when DBs come down to thud him in practice, they feel a little bit. So it's good to have him back. He's great for the room. He's great for the offense just in terms of personality. So love to see him back healthy.
Yes, sir.
I was going to ask about the practice too. So just what are you looking to get out of it?
Fighting with Kyle Allen. we're in a stage of fight. So, no, I just, again, it's different players that you're going against. You know, we know these guys. We've played them quite a few times the last few years. They've got one of the greatest coaches of all times, I should say, and some really special players on defense. So, again, that's good to go up and practice against them and kind of gauge and see where you're at.
And then you did it once in Spartanburg with the Panthers. What do you remember most about that day of practice, that session, and how do you kind of use that to help you guys as you prepare for that? I know it's a practice.
Yeah. No, again, just I think getting with some of the guys on their defense and just picking some, you know, picking their brains. And I remember Luke Kuechly being out there, and you know, had him. I love Luke. That's my guy. We got him. We fooled him on one thing, and he came up to me. He's like, "How do you like? What are you doing there? Like, how am I supposed to guard that?" And again, him being able to ask me questions, but me importantly getting to ask him questions. It's, you know, Luke Kuechly, one of the smartest football players of all time. So they got some guys on their side that I feel like I'm familiar with, that I can talk to and just kind of pick their brains. So I think that's a fun part about it.
Is it a difference though when it's an NFC team versus an AFC team? Or do you guys trade secrets a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I think I don't believe we play them in the regular season. So until we get to the playoffs, it's the only opportunity we have. So I think we're more apt to share a little bit of secrets, especially against playing against some of their guys and vice versa.
You want to hear about
the other day, but one of them went to Curtis and they had another catch later on the fish. I know we've talked a lot about his versatility and skill set over the last couple months, but even just in that one rep, what have you seen from him over the course of the last couple months, and how do you think that?
Yeah, I think it's a different speed once it's game. And, you know, you felt him when he caught that ball. And it was a quick little screen pass, but he was 10 yards down the field in a heartbeat. And we're going to need a lot of that from him.
What were your impressions of Keon throwing up for that pass yesterday?
That was an impressive grab. He had another one today. I don't know if you guys saw it. But he has an unreal ability to go up and catch the ball at a high point. And very good ball skills, and you know, it's fun to play with a guy like that you can just kind of close your eyes and throw it and expect that he's either going to go up. And you saw it during the game, too. I know he got undercut and pulled a little bit on an in-cut, but he did a good job of fighting through it and not letting the guy pick a ball off. So that instills a lot of trust in quarterbacks.
How do you get somebody up to speed to play a game in a couple days when they literally just got there and probably don't know much of what you got to do?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty tough. But it's a lot on their part to be willing to learn and willing to study and spend some extra time going through the playbook and whatnot. And having a guy like Kyle Shermer, who I'm sorry that I didn't let him get any throws in practice yesterday and I ruined his dream of making a comeback. So I would like to publicly apologize first. But he's been doing a good job of, you know, getting with Ben. I know we got a couple receivers in the room. So, again, just making sure that they're spending – adequate time learning the stuff that we're going to be calling throughout the game.
Joe talked about his competitive nature, and yeah, for as much as you guys would love to win, the how is more important. That's what it comes out. So how do you adopt the competitive nature, wanting to go out there and have a great video, wanting to win these games at the same time, testing out the things that you guys can test out?
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, doing things the right way is the most important thing, but understanding and keeping the main thing, and that's winning football games when they matter, and just understanding what the preseason's for. You know, there's a lot of reps that we're trying to see if we can run this play, going against different defenses, and just seeing how we stack up to different teams and whatnot. And so I think it's just kind of just understanding what we're trying to do.
Did the run seal your faith if you talk to Sean in the preseason game? After the run, was that like, yeah, he's definitely out?
No, I mean, I slid and everything. I thought I'd get a couple more reps. I wish I could have finished the drive, but I understand the reasoning behind it.
First day with Ben, just what is that favorite?
Just a lot of questions. You know, he's been around the league long enough to know what's going on, and, you know, I've only heard great things about him. I got a few texts from a few different people and just saying, you're going to love Ben. And he's fitting well in the quarterback room already with the, you know, he got here yesterday. So happy to have him in there and get to learn from him as well. And, you know, he can spin the ball. He can throw it well.
Joe spoke about the communication on Saturday despite the result. You know, one of the positives that he did say was that there were no delay games. From your perspective, how was communication on Saturday?
It was great. It was great. And it's only going to continue to get better. Obviously, we got some reps on that from last year. And getting the more reps that you can get, especially with live situations. And I know practice is a different story. You know, we're breaking the huddle and there's a 15-second clock winding down. And, you know, they try to put as much pressure on us as possible, but it translates to the games and make sure that we're prepared for anything.